From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're asking what happened on a fateful last night, and we're living in pony time. David Wiegand joins me. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And let's let our listeners linger in bed just another minute with something beautiful from Nathan Gunn.
Fill my heart and end my day.
That's a nocturne by Samuel Barber and sung by baritone Nathan Gunn. It's one of the pieces he'll be singing on a program tomorrow night in Berkeley. Just really lovely music.
Yeah, he's a great singer. People know him in the Bay Area from Magic Flute, which he did with SF Opera. But he's also done a number of major roles in New York, including Billy Budd. And he's done pop stuff like Carousel. And above everything else, he was named one of the sexiest people alive by People magazine in 2008. And I don't think Pavarotti ever made that list.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing Julie Gunn, his wife, will be accompanying him to fend off the fans. Nathan Gunn performs under the auspices of Cal Performances at the intimate First Congregational Church in Berkeley tomorrow night. And we think of Martin Luther King these days as an almost mythical figure, but he's very human in the play The Mountaintop, which gets a local premiere at Theater Works this coming week. That's Katori Hall's new play, and it's set at the Lorraine Motel on a very fateful night.
That's right. I think everybody remembers the photographs of Martin Luther King after he was shot on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. This play takes place the night before that event. He's considering shaving his mustache off. He's also thinking about his whole legacy and about his life. The play was received very well in London and did okay in New York, although it did get mixed reviews. This will be the regional premiere of it.
Mountaintop is in previews tonight, opens tomorrow, and continues through April 7th at Theater Works in Palo Alto. And if you want to dance for 40 years, one of the greatest places to do that, especially folk dancing from all around the world, has been Ashkenaz, where you could hear world music of all kinds like this. Music from Beau Soleil, just one of the bands helping Ashkenaz in Berkeley celebrate 40 years presenting music. Who's running the place these days?
Well, these days it's Larry Chin, and he took over after the terrible, tragic murder of David Nadell, who was the founder of Ashkenaz. He took this warehouse and built it into the Center for Folk Music and Dance.
And it's a nonprofit.
It's family-friendly, and it's an absolute institution in Berkeley and very much worth celebrating.
Ashkenaz celebrates its 40th anniversary with special concerts through March 17th. And it's also a special event when ODC presents its Dance Downtown season every spring. What's got you excited, Dave?
I think perhaps the most interesting thing on the program is a new three-way choreography by Brenda Way, K.T. Nelson, and Kate Weir. In addition, there will be a new work by Brenda Way herself. And some favorite things, including Transit, which is the one that they perform with these sort of bicycles. And I have a great story about that. They were doing that last Friday at City Hall, and they got to City Hall and were told, you can't bring bikes in City Hall. They had to turn on a dime and come up with something entirely different, and the crowd loved it.
Always resourceful. That's ODC's Dance Downtown. It opens next Thursday and continues through the 24th of March. And time now for some Seattle garage rock. My head is bobbing so hard and my neck hurts. That's Pony Time, and they're a young new band out of Seattle.
Yeah, you know, I saw the name Pony Time, and I was thinking of the old Chubby Checker song.
That was
so
what
I'm
came
not
to my
sure.
mind.
yeah, they're great. It's a duo. It's Luke Beetham and Stacy Peck, and they're on a bill with several other bands, including Stickers from Seattle. So bring a lot of coffee and prepare for rain.
San Francisco's Hemlock Tavern hosts Pony Time tonight. And one more quick item, David, a 10-minute play festival in Marin.
That's right. These are all plays by high school students, not just in Marin, but from everywhere. And, you know, these kids are often very, very inventive. This sounds like a lot of fun, and it's free.
Yeah, the Marin Theater Company is hosting 8 10-minute plays by teens Sunday at 7 p.m. It is free, but order your tickets anyway. A lot of proud parents will be grabbing up big handfuls of them. David Wiegand is the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thanks a lot.
Always my pleasure.
Check our website for details on these and other shows, kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.